The KCX tanker contract is awarded to Boeing. Boeing says the first planes will be delivered by 2017. But Eads hints the fight is not over. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, February 25th, 2011. Well, I was afraid for a while there my guests would finish off the hors d'oeuvres before the game ended. But yesterday afternoon, Secretary of the Air Force Michael Donnelly announced that a $35 billion contract for the new aerial tanker, designated KC-46A, will be awarded to Boeing, not Eads. Donnelly says the selection, quote, took into account mission effectiveness in wartime and life cycle costs as embodied in fuel efficiency and military construction costs. The thorough and transparent selection process was marked by a continual dialogue with offerers to ensure the Air Force had a clear understanding of their proposals and the companies clearly understood the service's analysis of their offers, unquote. Almost as if he was contemplating the legal challenges which we can expect, he added, quote, your Air Force leadership, supported by others throughout the Department of Defense, is determined to see this through, and we will stand behind this work, unquote. Boeing quickly had a prepared video up on its website with reaction to the award. Company officials say they're honored by the selection and will meet the Air Force's requirement to deliver the first 18 combat-ready aircraft by 2017. Dennis Muhlenberg, president and CEO of Boeing Defense, Space, and Security, commented, quote, this contract award would not have been possible without the hundreds of Boeing employees across the entire company and the thousands of our industry teammates who remained laser-focused on our commitment to offer a solution that is first in capability and best in value. This award is also a tribute to the Air Force and Defense Department officials who worked so tirelessly to make this procurement process fair, ultimately resulting in the selection of the right plane for the mission. We look forward to working with our Air Force customer to deliver this much-needed capability to the servicemen and women we are honored to serve, unquote. Boeing says it will build the new gen tanker with a low-risk approach, using a trained and experienced U.S. workforce at existing facilities in Washington State and Kansas, and an existing supplier network in more than 40 states. Eads responded with a hint the fight may not be over. Eads North America Chairman Ralph D. Crosby Jr. commented, quote, this is certainly a disappointing turn of events, and we look forward to discussing with the Air Force how it arrived at this conclusion. For 7 years, our goal has been to provide the greatest capability to our men and women in uniform and to create American jobs by building the KC-45 here in the U.S. We remain committed to those objectives, unquote. Continuing the spin that the conversion in Alabama of an airframe pre-built in Europe constitutes building it in the U.S., Crosby continued, quote, with a program of such complexity, our review of today's decision will take some time. There are more than 48,000 Americans who are eager to build the KC-45 here in the U.S., and we owe it to them to conduct a thorough analysis, unquote. Eads North America CEO Sean O'Keefe seemed to be addressing stockholders when he commented, quote, though we had hoped for a different outcome, it's important to remember that this is one business opportunity among many for Eads in the United States. We have exceptional technology and highly capable platforms that will be invaluable to U.S. military forces now and in the future. We have learned much through this process, developed a world-class organization in the U.S., and have earned the respect of the Department of Defense. Our commitment to our U.S. customers is stronger than ever, unquote. WKRG Television in Mobile, Alabama reported that local officials who had gathered at the Mobile Convention Center seemed shocked and disappointed when the news came down, just after 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Governor Robert Bentley spoke to the assembled crowd and said that despite the loss, he would continue to work harder to create more jobs for the Alabama Gulf Coast. Optimism had been running high after Eads boldly started lining up contractors and recruiting engineers starting in November of last year, counting chickens which ultimately didn't hatch. The company had chosen Mobile as a location for the plant to convert the European-built Airbus A330 airliner into a military tanker. Up next on ANN, mission STS-133 finally gets underway. The airliner parts chains are hiring and gearing up. And Rockwell says small can now include secure. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 25th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA pulled off a successful, on-time, final launch of the Shuttle Discovery yesterday to start mission STS-133. On time, that is, for a launch slot that had been delayed by months. You can view video of the spectacular launch at nasa.gov. It came off at 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time. With both Boeing and Airbus announcing increases in production levels for 2011, the companies that supply them with parts are hiring staff and increasing their production as well. Companies like Goodrich, Spirit AeroSystems Holdings, BE Aerospace, and others are poised to make more sales, according to a report in Reuters. Rockwell Collins said it could hire as many as 800 workers as a result of the upturn in airliner production, and Spirit AeroSystems said it was doing controlled hiring. The surge is being driven by strong order books at both Airbus and Boeing, which have both announced increases in production, particularly in their single-aisle lines. One analyst told Reuters he expects to see orders and deliveries of more than 1,000 units this year. Rockwell Collins this week introduced a new version of its miniature precision lightweight GPS receiver engine, which reduces the previous size of the device by 90%. Rockwell VP Bob Hagg explained the difference. Quote, "Before now, this equipment could only use commercial GPS technology, which does not have the required military security features that warfighters need to avoid enemy threats," unquote. The company says the extraordinary size reduction now means handheld radios, ruggedized field computers, laser rangefinders, gun scopes, and small unmanned aircraft can now be equipped with secure GPS capability. Still ahead, Mideast violence threatens airline profitability. Yingling Aviation is finally named a C-Star dealer. And isn't this why you hire expert witnesses? You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, February 25th. I'm Paul Plack. There's been lots of speculation in the general media lately about the impact of unrest in the Middle East on prices we'll pay at the gas pump, as oil prices have hit $100 a barrel. Now, Frost and Sullivan is warning that oil prices hitting $115 to $120 could put the world's airlines in the loss column for the calendar year. The analysis firm also sees longer-term impacts of the violence. The crisis has restrained the inflow of tourists to the region, especially in countries like Egypt and Tunisia. In aerospace, foreign investors would become reluctant to procure from the region. Defense budgets in the region could be cut. Civil war could destabilize airport infrastructure, airline operators, and the MRO market, as well as the general economy. Frost also expects radical Islamic groups to venture into countries involved in civil war, gaining oil funding which would allow them to procure advanced weaponry systems on a large scale. Midwest GA pilots considering a Cessna have a new dealer to visit. Yingling Aviation of Wichita, Kansas, has been named a C-Star, or Cessna Sales Team Authorized Representative, for single-engine piston aircraft. A C-Star is authorized to sell new Skycatcher, Skyhawk, Skylane, Stationair, and Corvallis aircraft. Yingling is one of the reassembly centers for Skycatchers coming in from China, but the company's history with Cessna goes all the way back to 1946. Cessna Senior VP Mark Pellucci notes, quote, Yuengling has accumulated an impressive series of successes in virtually every area of their business during the past 10 years. Their presence in this region adds another outstanding source for Cessna products in the middle of the country, unquote. And finally today, there's some interesting legal posturing going on in the lawsuit filed against Cirrus Design by the widow of Corey Lytle, the New York Yankees pitcher killed in an accident in 2006 on New York's Upper East Side. Cirrus has former astronaut Robert Hoot Gibson coming in as an expert witness, and attorneys for Melanie Lytle say the jury in the case should not know about his career at NASA as a shuttle pilot when he testifies. Lytle's widow has charged Cirrus Design with negligence in the design of the SR-20 G2 her late husband was flying when he hit the side of a building in New York. Lytle was making a turn over the East River when the accident occurred. The New York Post reports that the widow's lawyers have filed papers in Manhattan federal court calling Gibson's career as a shuttle pilot simply irrelevant to the case. They hold that the two aircraft are very different, that Gibson was chosen solely for his celebrity, and that his role in the investigation of the loss of the Shuttle Challenger should be excluded because it's still a harrowing tragedy for many people. Cirrus VP Bill King says he can't imagine that Gibson's career will be ruled irrelevant by the judge. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, professional photographer Jim Cavanaugh tells us how to get better aerial photos. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.